It all comes out in the wash, by Knowledge the Wordsmith. Maintenance of a stockpile of temporary incapacitation and lethal agents in readiness for operation. Adaptation and testing of a non-discernible microbioinoculator, a DART device for clandestine and imperceptible inoculation. Assure that the microbioinoculator cannot be detected in the target by later examination. Mr. Helms, Director of Central Intelligence, and Mr. Karamasins were both made aware of the requirement that biologicals be disposed of in 1970. Clear instructions were given that the stockpile should be destroyed by the Army. A complete inventory of the vault with the shellfish toxin revealed other lethal materials, incapacitants, narcotics, hallucinogenic drugs, irritants, herbicides, animal control materials, and riot control agents. The house of cards had to eventually fall. The record seems to disclose that there is no presidential or National Security Council order in the first place directing the CIA to establish the program at all. Biologicals. Somebody authorized the formulation, the development, and the retention of these toxic materials. The CIA told Porky Pies lies. At Fort Detrick, they had certain supplies. This should get you pissed. It was a stockpile that did not appear on the inventory list. An officer wanted to save this material because it was very valuable. An agent designed to induce tuberculosis was in the inventory. It was in the first set of materials, and it had that capability. This was revealed in a testimony given by a man named Colby. This is what Colby had to say. It seems some of the scientists with access to Fort Detrick actually worked for the CIA. Goldwater. I only have one question, Mr. Colby. Have other countries developed bacteriological warfare ability? The above, a testimony excerpt by the Director of Central Intelligence, William E. Colby.